Hello, David Zwirtzky for the Bond Experience podcast. Welcome back. How have you been? Hope you're doing great. All right, so I have a video that I put up on my YouTube. What's that, David? A video on your YouTube. Yes, twice a week I have a video on my YouTube. But I put one up that is a reboot. Not a reboot of Casino Royale. A reboot of the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge. And the reason I've done this is because I'm starting a new series of Bond Fitness Challenge videos. A cornucopia, a plethora of different ones. Everything from techniques to nutrition, to how to battle, you know, food temptations at business lunches, at work, when you're alone and the refrigerator is beckoning to you and crunchy snacks are all the rage. Yes, all these things. So I go over that, and then I'm going to have some guests as well, a part of this video series. But why am I talking about this on the podcast? Well, we are going to have some podcast dedicated conversations that are really just chit chat between people that follow and subscribe to different techniques, different methodologies. Because I've said this before, but health and wellness and fitness is as damning and as controversial as religion or politics, maybe even more so. You tell somebody that you have a high protein intake and low vegetables, they are on you like white on rice. And speaking of rice, you tell people that you stay away from carbs, they're like, no, carbs are not the devil. You're the devil. So, yeah, nutrition, she is a bear. And one of the things she does not do is take prisoners. So we're going to go over that. And then, my gosh, fitness. You know, you've got the cults of HIIT and CrossFit and P90X3 like me. I moved a lot to... I'm doing more weight-bearing exercises, weightlifting nowadays, because as you get older, those are the ones that are really going to make a huge difference in a very positive way. So we're going to be talking about all those things. The question I wanted to bring up on this podcast is, why should you even embark? You know, there's so many well-intended people that say, you know something, today is the day that I'm going to focus on my diet, that I'm going to focus on my fitness, and they go astray. And by the way, there is a multi-billions of dollar industry that counts on that. They count on you quitting. You know, can you imagine if everybody who joined a fitness club, like Planet Fitness or Gold's Gym or Crunch, that if they kept their consistency going, they would be overrun. They'd be mobbed. So they count on you quitting. Same with the supplement and diet supplements. And by the way, diet food and diet Coke, they all basically want you to kind of just give it up after a while and then move on. So one of the things I say in this video is you've got to really center around the reason of why you're doing this. And it cannot just be, I mean, it can be as simple as I want to lose weight. But to me, that's the danger zone. It's flimsy. Because first of all, how much weight is enough weight? How much weight is too much weight, not enough weight? If you're morbidly obese, and I'm not one of these people that subscribes to the idea that, you know, we applaud all different types of body types. I will not shame a person for their body. But if you are obese, if you're medically obese and overweight, that is unhealthy. It is unhealthy. And people could say it's beautiful, and I respect that. But it is still unhealthy. It taxes your pulmonary, cardiovascular, taxes so many different aspects. You have comorbidities. It's a real negative. So maybe a strong why is health, just darn health. You know, I want to see my daughter or son's wedding. You know, I'd like to see the sun rise in 10 more years, but I'm not going to make it if I keep eating these Krispy Kremes. What's the English version of Krispy Kremes? I don't know. You guys know what Krispy Kremes are. I don't need to translate. You don't translate for me. I'm not going to translate for you. But you've got to start and center with your why. And that's why I'm asking in this podcast, what is your why? My why has morphed. It's changed over time. And it did. It started out with, hey, look at Daniel Craig. Couldn't I possibly look like Daniel Craig too? And it has morphed significantly to today where I'm just in severe competition with myself. You know, I'm trying to get to the best version of myself, or, you know, if I do a water weight and I lose weight, I want to maintain that weight and, you know, gain a pound. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get you, pound. I'm going to get you. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to add a little activity and lower the carbs. And, you know, I don't need to have such huge portion size. What's with the accent, David? So you really need to center on your why. If you have trouble finding a strong and centered and cemented why, here's an idea. Ask a friend. Phone a friend. Ask a spouse. Say, hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing this thing that Zaritsky's doing, this hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge. You know, I think I want to do it because the community's doing it. And I think it'd be just kind of nice if I wanted to get into best shape. But what else do you think? Why should I do it? And your spouse will give you a good reason. It could be because you're worth more alive than dead. Yeah, believe it. Well, it depends on the insurance claim, of course. But truly, that may be a fact. I have Danielle tell me all the time that right now, as I sit here, I am worth more alive than dead. Now, there will be a tipping point someday. There will. It's happening soon. I have no doubt that I will be worth more dead than alive. And that will be my last day, because Danielle is going to take care of things. She's going to take me to Wyoming, take me to the Yellowstone Ranch, and then bury me in the crevasses. I said crevasses of the Midwest. I don't even know if Wyoming's in the Midwest, is it? I am so digressing. Back to the ranch, excuse the pun. There is also friends. I know you have friends, probably have friends of the Bond community. This is something you can connect with them on. And I would actually suggest this. I have a couple of friends of mine, Josh Brown Jazz, Kyle Barbeau, a couple other people who, you know, are connecting on the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge, especially Josh Brown. Boy, he's just adamant about this. That's a situation where you can really connect with each other. Share, I kid you not, share food. You know, look what I ate today. I'm proud of myself. And the person, hopefully, would be a chum and go, I'm proud of you. Good on you. Guess what? You motivated me to put down the Krispy Kreme, and I'm going to go get a salad with no dressing. I know. So getting this surround sound and focusing on your why is so important. By the way, now that I've given it some thought, I'm kind of glad that I'm posting this podcast publicly, because if I do disappear and they can't find my body, I would like this listener to at least steer the police towards Danielle. She wouldn't do it. You know what? It would be something traumatic. It'd be like a shark attack. Like I fall into a vat with a shark. With a suitcase of money. That's probably how I'm going to go. Look, I'm not saying that I have premonitions of these things. You know, I'm not Christopher Walken. But I will tell you this. I know I'm not going to go quietly. I know I sound like, you know, Bugsy Malone, but I'm not going to go quietly. Anyway, find your why. But more importantly, go watch the video. It is rebooting the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge. I feel like this has been a little bit of a commercial for the video, but you're going to like it. And more importantly, you're going to love the video series. Okay? Talk to you soon.